Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
I thought it would happen. I figured it would happen as soon as you said some of the stuff you did yesterday at 6 a.m. about the Jets and Robert Saleh, that would get picked up by some other media outlets. It certainly was. The video that we posted got lots of views and reaction, talking about there being a massive issue between Rob Saleh and Aaron Rodgers, and how you have been in a position similar to what you believe Aaron Rodgers is in now, where you are a quarterback that's had a lot of experience, a veteran who is playing for a guy that you don't respect. So because Aaron Rodgers speaks almost every day, and also has the spot on Pat McAfee, I am sure that he's going to be asked about this today at some point, especially with the McAfee show, where they ask him just about everything and aren't afraid to ask him anything. So my guess is this, just my educated guess, is that he'll be asked the question, and then he'll make some sort of remark about how you are getting into his head or know what he's thinking by his body language and say that that's ridiculous. That's what I think he's going to say, because that just fits sort of like his script. Like, oh, now I got people, you know, read my body language. And
yeah, well, yeah, I mean, head. Body language is a big thing, you know, for all of us. And, you know, you asked me to speculate on this yesterday.
I did speculate.
And I looked and I've seen and I've watched and I've listened, just like every Jet fan has, just like every local reporter has. And, you know, you got to be absolutely blind to think otherwise. And, you know, a good leader like Aaron is, he'll diffuse it as best he can, I'm sure. He's not going to go on Pat McAfee and say, oh, yeah, you know, I got a problem with my head coach. But there are certain frustrations that go on. And the one thing that Aaron has going for him, at least I think, that is his most important coach to him anyway, is going to be his offense coordinator and really good friend, Nathaniel Hackett.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.